Yes, it is me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you, back in the saddle with brand new music. A really talented German guy by the name of Christophan, who I met in my travels over on the beautiful, lush, rugged island of Madeira, now has the Buckmaster Show theme music. We are very happy to have Christophan joining the Buckmaster team and KVOI here as we present the Buckmaster Show Monday through Friday. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. It's Tuesday, the final day of May, May 31st. Thanks to all the fine folks who held down the fort while we enjoyed a couple of weeks overseas. First of all, on the other side of the glass, my producer, Ray Allen. Ray did three shows for me and did a great job. One of the wonderful things, Ray, about live streaming is that if I had a chance, I would try to listen live, which would be 8 o'clock in the evening over in Europe. So I caught all of your shows, either live or on a delayed basis. Did a great job. Thank you very much. Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, who we hear from on our Tuesday Moneymaker Report in a few minutes. Shelley is with me in studio, so I want to say you right now, Shelley, thank you very much for the job you did. Thanks a lot.
Very welcome, Bill.
Dylan Smith of TucsonSentinel.com. Thanks, Dylan. Dan Scheer, editor of the Green Valley News, also filling in on a couple of Friday shows. Everybody did a great job holding down the fort, and I appreciate it very much. Our live line number open for you at 790-2040 for your calls, questions, comments, and suggestions. We invite you to become a friend of ours on Facebook. And speaking of the trip, my wife Anne shot some amazing photographs, and those are available. We tried to post something along the way about every day, a different photo on the trip on Madeira, and then up in London for a few days. Anne shot some fabulous pictures, so check it out on Facebook. Let's go now to Phoenix on the live line. New York Times bureau chief Fernanda Santos joining us on the live line. Her book, The Fire Line, the story of the Granite Mountain hotshots and one of the deadliest days in American firefighting, is a critically acclaimed book, doing very well. Fernanda, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Doing very well. Back in the saddle here in Tucson, and been enjoying your book. You did a fabulous job. Really a horrible time for the fire service. 19 firefighters died battling that fire in the central Arizona community of Yarnell. That's coming up, that three-year anniversary. When did you decide, Fernanda, that this would be more than just reporting on, but a actual book?
I think it was when I started having a lot more questions than questions that I could answer in a newspaper story. I became very intrigued by the fact that these guys, when they were found, they were in a relatively small space of an oval that, if it were to be a rectangle, would have been about 20 feet by 30 feet. And the main question I had was, why is it that they've been run? And that, of course, opened the door to many other questions: who they were, why they did that job, what kind of culture did that crew have? And it just became sort of, you know, in a good way, an obsession that I had to fulfill. Otherwise, I think I would have never forgiven myself if I hadn't explored this story.
These hot shots were a cross-section, weren't they, of people from really all walks of life?
They were. They were, in many ways, very similar. They all shared a love for the outdoors. They all were the type of people who don't like to work within the confines of an office, you know, a 9-to-5 type of job where you open the door, go in, and then you close the door behind you, go home at the end of the day. But they, among them, there were Marine veterans of the Marine Corps. There were college graduates, one of them with a degree in business from the University of Arizona, the Elmer School of Management. There were high school dropouts. There was at least one of them who had been convicted of a crime, pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor crime. There were drug addicts. One of them was a recovering methamphetamine addict. who basically found salvation through the work that he was doing with a crew. But ultimately, this was a group of guys who believed in one another, who loved the job they did, and who understood that to do their job well, they had to do it together, which is really rare these days, right? We're so focused on ourselves and the individual. They were guys who believed that teamwork was the way to go and the right way to do the job.
You know, you mentioned questions that happened, that came up during your reporting. How much have we been able to, and you, to answer some of those questions that were really at the forefront in the beginning of your reporting?
Well, it depends on what questions you're talking about. So I feel that the questions I had, the things that made me curious, were all answered through the reporting I did. And those questions were very much focused on the sort of the human side of this story. I think that in fire, for firefighters, they understand that there is something called the human factors in fire. So, you know, how you woke up that morning, what your mood is in that day, how you relate to other people in a fire, and things of that nature. And then there were the humans involved in the story, the people stories, the wives, the mothers, the children, the man, the 19th fireman who died in this fire. Now, there was a question that a lot of us reporters were focused on right at the beginning, which was who gave the order for this crew to leave an area where the fire had already burned and go down a canyon full of unburned fuel, unburned vegetation, maybe under the impression that answering that question would resolve or solve this mystery. And it was pretty clear to me that very early on that firefighters don't make decisions that are predicated on the possibility of them not surviving something. So as much as we can look back and sort of Monday morning quarterback what happened that day, it was clear to me that these were not guys who made a decision thinking maybe we'll make it, maybe we won't. For whatever reason, they thought that going down that canyon was what made most sense at that moment, and it was the best thing they could have done. Of course, you know, it turned out to be to have a tragic ending, but I believe that they thought it was the best thing to do.
You had a piece in the New York Times, I believe, on Sunday, this weekend, talking about Yarnell, the Central Arizona community, and how perhaps the parallels to Fort McMurray, Alberta, where they horrible wildfire devastated pretty much the western outskirts of that community. How did a place like Yarnell recover from this tragedy, and what advice did you have for the people of Fort McMurray?
Well, you know, I went back to Yarnell most recently last week, and it really struck me how the town had recovered in the sense that, you know, you don't see the remnants of the burnt out houses anymore. But the memories of the fire are everywhere. There are trees that are still burned and don't have leaves in them. There are lots where homes used to stand that are now empty, or maybe have a trailer there where the homeowner is living. There are places where homes had been completely destroyed, and now there's a brand new home in its place. But then there is the psychological wound, which is stuff that we don't see, right? But I was talking to people, just asking them how you're doing, how are things going. They would say to me, "I will never forget that day," and start crying. So clearly, the sort of the psychological recovery is a lot more difficult, and that's sort of the message of this piece that I had in the Times, because I thought that if there's anything, doesn't matter if it's a big city, a small town, an oil-rich community like Fort McMurray, or just a retiree's retreat like you are now, the devastation of a fire, the idea of losing everything you own to a fire, having to flee your home with fire on your back, is a traumatic experience. And it takes time to recover. And the main thing in Yarnell that allowed people to recover it was the fact that people came together, the community came together, neighbors helped neighbors. And that was sort of like the essence of this piece. If there's anything to be learned, is that a lot of the recovery that will happen slowly and will happen in cooperation with other people who went through the same experience that you went through.
We're speaking with Fernanda Santos, the Phoenix Bureau Chief for the New York Times, author of a critically acclaimed book, been getting some wonderful reviews. The Fire Line, the story of the Granite Mountain hotshots in one of the deadliest days in American firefighting. Got about 1 minute left. What would you like the reader to take away from your book, Fernanda?
I want the reader to understand that behind these deaths, there were lives lived, there were passions had, there was a love for a job. This is not a story that I see as a disaster story. This is a story of love, brotherhood, union that happens to meet its ending when this fire happened and these 19 men died. These guys really cared for one another, really believed in teamwork and working together, and I think that those are things that are increasingly rare these days. To me, it taught me to appreciate the people around me who work with me. You noted the people who are in your team. I think we should be more aware of that. We don't accomplish things on our own. We need our team to do it together every day. So that's sort of like, you know, the great message I think that the book has that I hope readers can get a leave with.
Fernanda Santos, thank you very much for speaking with us on the Buckmaster Show Liveline. Congratulations on your work. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
12:15. It's Buckmaster on a Tuesday, even though it feels like a Monday because of that 3-day weekend. We'll be right back on Buckmaster.
This message is for the HVAC service experts out there. If you are a technician who believes in offering great service and a job well done with 100% satisfaction guarantee, can pass a background check and drug screen, has at least 3 years experience, displays exceptional troubleshooting skills, have a great work ethic, wants to provide your family with a great income opportunity, enjoys working with an ethical company that has an excellent consumer satisfaction rating, then we have the opportunity for you. Offering a $2,500 signing bonus with year-round work, offering the industry's highest outstanding products and services, a lead position and possible management advancement for top candidates, immediate opening for the right applicant, must contact us at 520-389-6969 or fax resume to 520-207-6043. That's Happy Cooling and Heating. I'm JD. Have a great day.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster with some exciting news. You could win a $1,000 or a $500 travel voucher to one of 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson International Airport in the Travel Smart with TUS contest. Register for free through Tucson International Airport's Facebook or Twitter pages or go to the website TravelSmartTUS.com. Good luck. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Shelley Fishman with me now in studio. And again, Shelley, thank you very much. You put together two outstanding shows over the last couple of Tuesdays. Appreciate it very much.
You're very welcome, Bill. I had fun, and I hope the audience got some information that they don't normally get because we had a show on the arts and a show on education, and we spent the entire hour with one set of guests. So I was able to go, you know, somewhat in depth, and that was really enjoyable.
A deep dive.
Yeah,
as
so
they
thank
say.
You for and the opportunity
well,
to do that.
My pleasure. The market.
And now you're back.
Yeah, the mark. I'm back. Speaking of, well, it's not diving, but it's a Tuesday. So
right.
Actually,
the broader markets are kind of flat. The Dow, unfortunately, is down about 115 points because it's Tuesday.
Of course.
And what's really reflected there, I think, is the good economic news. I mean, the economic news we've been getting now for the past 7 or 8 years has all been pretty good, but only pretty good. And so there's no huge trend. We just see a nice flat line. And that flat line kind of ticked up a little bit over the last couple of months. And the April numbers are looking so good that the Fed is now talking about another rate hike, maybe two this year. I'm still sticking with my prediction that we won't see one until September, but we could in June.
While I was gone, the market did show quite a bit of recovery, didn't it?
It really did. Now, we're not looking at any correlation coefficients between your having been gone and the market doing well. But, yeah, the market came back very nicely in May. And today, as the, of course, ultimate day in May, It's losing a little bit. But, we're back pretty much even with where we started the year.
You know, you were showing me before we went on the air about the news headline on a couple of different reports about consumer sentiment and if you look at just the headline, you wouldn't know really what to believe.
Well, and that's the problem, of course. You see the confusion that investors have, especially investors who kind of do their homework and are looking at articles and reading and becoming educated about the market. Now, within an hour today on MarketWatch, we had these two articles posted. The headline on one says, consumer confidence, the lowest since late 2015. Okay, that's a bad news article. And then just a couple of minutes earlier than that, consumers boost spending by most in nearly 7 years. So which is it?
Which is it?
Yeah, if you're an investor, these are really difficult times to sort out trends. Because what's happened is that despite the fact that consumers who are pummeled with bad news constantly from the talking heads, are then turning around and spending money. And so their general outlook is not necessarily as optimistic as their spending would indicate it would be. But spending is up. And just to give you an idea, consumer prices were up 0.4% in April. Housing starts up 6.6%. Some of the best housing starts we've seen since, like, you know, the mid-aughts. Core inflation is at 0.2%. 0.2%. And the manufacturing rate, which has been a slower, you know, kind of a drag on the economy, is up 0.3%. So, you know, when you put all of that together, it sounds, hey, things are doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. And then you take a look at the first quarter GDP finally revised to 0.8% annualized. Well, that's not really great. So what do you do if you're an investor?
What do you do?
Well, you first of all, you go with quality.
Yeah.
One of the first things, to the extent that you have equities in your portfolio, this is not a really great time to be out there in the fringes of the market, funnels. I think unless you've got a bunch of money that you're willing to risk and risk for long periods of time, you really do need to be in the core of your investing very, very conservative, number one. And number two, to the extent you do have risk in the portfolio, risk being equities, that you're buying companies that pay dividends and that are not going to be subject to the ups and downs too much of the market. In other words, you're looking for more stability than for gain.
How about the election year? How is that playing into this?
Great question. Historically, the election, the markets react not at all to an election year. We've had some up years, some down years. But when you average them out since the end of World War II, there is no trend that you can see that would indicate one way or the other which way the markets will go in a year like this. That said, this is a very strange year.
Very strange.
I mean, we have all sorts of uncertainties going on around
the
world.
And you have these huge negative factors toward both the Republican and the Democratic candidates.
Right. So, the best we're going to get, unless we get some real huge surprises, is that people are going to hold their nose and vote mm-hmm. for the candidate they hate the least.
Yes. Yeah. And we're hearing that so much of the, quote, lesser of two evils.
We are hearing that.
And how does that trend? You got to wonder how that's all going to play out with the market.
When you take a look at what economists are saying, mm-hmm. they're scared to death of Trump. When you take a look at what the Europeans are saying, mm-hmm. they're scared to death of Trump. When you take a look at the experience that a Hillary Clinton has, at least you know she knows the basics. I mean, whether you like her or not, whether mm-hmm. you trust her or not, whether
right.
she's trustworthy
whether
or not,
yes, right.
you know, she's got a lot of experience. She's not going to do anything that is going to create tremendous upheavals. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, we've had a very slow recovery over the past 7 years, better than the rest of the world, but a very slow recovery. And so do you really want an upheaval right now? Mm-hmm. Or you say, well, it's a slow recovery. We need an upheaval right now. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not trying to be wishy-washy
right, no.
here. What I'm saying is what we're trying to kind of forecast for the rest of the year is the likelihood that the election will move the markets one way or another in a meaningful way. And most of the people I speak with, most of the analysts that I consult with are saying probably not.
So your prediction for the year will be what?
Well, it's going to keep it where
you began.
We had about 3 to 6% for the year.
And where are we right now?
We're about flat.
Okay.
The Nasdaq's a little up. The S&P, I think, is flat. The Dow's a little bit down. But what you really have to look at is GDP growth. And if we can come through the next three quarters of GDP growth in the area of 2 to 3%, I think we'll have a pretty good year. Unemployment is doing exactly what you would expect unemployment to be doing in a year where we have nice growth, and that is it's unemployment and wages are going up, unemployment is going down. It's at around 5%. I expect, and most of the people I'm speaking with expect, that unemployment could be as low as 4.7 by the end of the year. That is full employment, Bill.
Well, the top story where I was in the United Kingdom is the upcoming vote on whether or not the UK will remain a part of the European Union.
Cross your fingers.
And, yeah, a lot of people saying it's very close. I think someone said it was a 51% to stay at this point. But you wonder how that might affect our markets.
Well, it will affect our markets because Europe, of course, is our largest trading partner. Mm-hmm. In general, Great Britain is the UK is, I think, singly our largest single trading partner. And in Europe, in the European Union. And nobody knows what will happen to the economies that are dependent, codependent in Europe if we get a Brexit, a British exit from the European Union. Now, Britain never did sign up for the euro, so they're not part of the eurozone.
Right.
But they are part of what had been the common market and is now the European trade zone. And so it's very, very unlikely, I think, when the Brits finally, you know, get done with all the rhetoric that they will exit. But it's going to be close.
It will
And in that closeness is fear.
All right, Shelley, where can we get a hold of you?
On the buckmastershow.com. That's the best way. And then hit the link, and I'm right there, and I return calls and return emails. And,
you do
and
indeed.
I look forward to seeing and hearing from some of our listeners.
Thank you very much, Shelley. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
All right. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show, Midway Point.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the news from a different perspective. Local opinion from Amol Franzi, Bill Richardson, and Bruce Ash. Our national columnists are the best. Michael Barone, Thomas Sowell, Ilan Berman, Avik Roy, Bill Tatro, and A View from the Left with Sam Smith of Progressive Review, plus Michael Ramirez political cartoons. It is thoughtful opinion and commentary only found in the Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Amal Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Wednesday for the monthly showdown featuring commentators Sean McCluskey and David Morales. Plus, Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter. Buckmaster live noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI, with live streaming podcasts and show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Up now on 12:36 this Tuesday afternoon on the Buckmaster Show, I come back to temperatures that will be pushing and breaking through the 100 degree mark. But the good news is we held off on 100 degrees until June. That's always a big plus. This portion of Buckmaster presented by Green Things. Green Things, my favorite nursery. They've got it all on. Well, they expanded from the original 4 acres to 13 acres, 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, greenthingsaz.com. All of your gardening supplies, they've got fantastic pottery, and oh, the roses, all my roses doing so well from Green Things. Check it out. Dr. David Levy is the Buckmaster Show contributor on science. The former science editor of Parade magazine is now head of and founder of the Sharing the Sky science education organization. Dr. Levy is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. He has discovered 23 comets, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9, the comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994, producing the most spectacular explosions ever witnessed in the solar system. Dr. Levy, I presume, from his observatory in his home city now of Vail, Arizona. How are you, David?
Do I have the distinct and continuing honor of talking to the man who gets so many awards for his achievements in broadcasting that I can't even keep count of them anymore?
It's embarrassing.
Is this my honor today?
It's embarrassing, I'll tell you. No, I am honored.
God, it's wonderful. Congratulations. You are a real hero.
Well, it's nice that the people in Nevada still remember me from my days before Las Vegas was a family-friendly town back in the 1970s. We had a lot of fun with the stories up there at that time. That was a crazy time to be in Las Vegas.
And welcome back from your vacation.
Thank you very much. Had a great time in Madeira. It was fabulous. And how about you? You were just up in Canada, weren't you?
I was at the annual General Assembly of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada. I gave a lecture. I attended a poetry reading, which was one of the clear highlights of the event and for me. And it was really an amazing time. I gave a lecture about A Night Watchman's Journey, which is the subject of my autobiography, which I am pleased to announce. It appears as though the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada is interested in publishing it in a couple of years.
Very, very cool. And that is up in Ottawa? Or?
No, the meeting this year was in London, Ontario.
Oh, yes.
Their headquarters are in Toronto, and I belong to two centers, Montreal and Kingston.
Hmm.
So I'm really pretty active there.
There was a very bright meteor while I was away overseas. I guess it was over Texas?
It was over Texas. I was sitting outside with a friend of mine, Tim Hunter, and we were looking, and all of a sudden I saw this meteor rapidly brightening almost overhead, and suddenly it just got extremely bright. It exploded as a bolide, lit up the sky like daylight, and then continued to fall over towards the west. It was amazing.
Oh.
And I'd say the magnitude was as bright as the full moon for a few seconds. It was incredible. And I didn't get a picture of it, but I did get a picture of another meteor the night before, which wasn't quite as bright, and projected against the center of the Milky Way, which we could see. And it was a beautiful star party. I really enjoyed it. Reminds me of why I went into this business in the first place.
Well, now that I think about it, we had a cab driver in London who was saying, did you hear about all the UFOs? Well, he heard we're from America, and he said, did you hear about all the UFOs over Texas? I guess he must be was thinking of this comet that broke up in the atmosphere.
That's possible, yeah. But I'm not sure what he's talking about. I didn't see any UFOs, but I sure saw some nice meteors.
What about this other meteor, the comet, the comets of, is it Rolf Meyer?
Yes, my friend Rolf. He discovered a comet in 1978. He was given the Chant Medal, which is the highest honor the society can bestow, in 1979. And I remember him walking out of the banquet hall that night wearing his Chant medal, surrounded by five gorgeous young women on one side and another five equally gorgeous young women on the other side. And I kind of watched the guy and I thought, I just don't think I share his love of comet searching, I don't think we'll ever have enough to be friends. From that day to this, we became very dear friends. And I'm going to be visiting him next month. He's been diagnosed with a glioma that is very serious, and he's given no more than a year or so left to live, and I do want to see him. It's so sad that this can happen. You know, he goes away to work and feeling fine, and then suddenly he calls his wife and said, you got to pick me up. I have a terrible splitting headache.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, and another lesson there, David Levy. Enjoy every day, and every minute, really, if
every
you can.
Every minute is so precious. Yeah. My wife is doing so well right now. Please, God, she will continue to do that well so that we can both enjoy the night sky for a long time to come.
And the summer sky coming up with all the meteor showers.
Oh, yeah, we have a number of meteor showers. The Perseids will be interfered by the full moon, but there's the Delta Aquarids that come earlier, which we might be able to see. And so it should be an interesting summer. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to the quote of the month from Dr. David Levy.
This month is a sonnet that I wrote after the Columbia tragedy in 2003. The ship stands tall, the sky looks down so soft. A second sun lights up the launching site, and slow and straight, Columbia roars aloft past birds, past planes, past air to space and night. Around the Earth 6 million miles she sailed with 7 lies, yes, 7 dreams and more. They saw a world whose nation's borders paled. They saw a world unstained by crime or war. Blue world, alone in a sea of space and time, for 2 weeks joined by a tiny special moon. Looked out as one to far-off worlds sublime, but time had come to heads for home so soon. So far they flew, yet so much more is nigh. So short their time, too soon for souls to fly.
Dr. David Levy, thank you very much. Look forward to having you on the program in June. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, and congratulations,
thank
my
you.
Friend.
Thanks a lot. Dr. David Levy, world-famous comet discoverer. How many people do you know who have discovered 23 comets? Pretty amazing. Yeah, as Ray just pointed one finger up in the air. That's right, one. This portion of Buckmaster presented by the Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico area. It is a gorgeous part of the southwestern United States. It's a place for hiking, birding, exploring a very famous ghost town, the Muggione Ghost Town, Silver City's historic downtown, Silver City, New Mexico, making a great weekend getaway. And the good news is it's cooler over there because it's a mile-high elevation. It's only a three-hour drive to Silver City. Great places to stay like Spirit Canyon Lodge. Check out Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico on their website, southwestnewmexico.org. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
This message is for the HVAC service experts out there. If you are a technician who believes in offering great service and a job well done with 100% satisfaction guarantee, can pass a background check and drug screen, has at least 3 years experience, displays exceptional troubleshooting skills, have a great work ethic, wants to provide your family with a great income opportunity, enjoys working with an ethical company that has an excellent consumer satisfaction rating, then we have the opportunity for you. Offering a $2,500 signing bonus with year-round work, offering the industry's highest outstanding products and services, a lead position and possible management advancement for top candidates. Immediate opening for the right applicant. Must contact us at 520-389-6969 or fax resume to 520-207-6043. That's Happy Cooling and Heating. I'm JD. Have a great day.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is sponsored by the Crown Jewel of Downtown, Fox Tucson Theater. June 8th, five-time Grammy winner Michael McDonald graces the Fox stage with his signature composite of blue-eyed soul and smooth rock. Then, on Friday, June 10th, relive rock and roll magic as Rumours, the ultimate Fleetwood Mac tribute show, recreates that legendary band's 1974-79 heyday. Then mark your calendars and purchase tickets now to see one of the Fox Theater's most popular performers, Chris Isaak. First comes the night tour on January 26th, so check it out. Mark your calendars for Friday, June 3rd, as the Fox reveals the 2016 fall season schedule. Members only pre-sale and deal of the season starts June 7th, and on June 14th, public on sale and deal of the season begins. Visit the Fox website for the full details and to purchase tickets to see Michael McDonald June 8th, Rumours, the ultimate Fleetwood Mac tribute show June 10th, and Chris Isaak, First Comes the Night Tour on July 26th. Information at foxtucson.com. Let's go now to Dan Gibson of Visit Tucson. Hey, Dan, that's quite an impressive group of talent coming to the Fox.
And so much more to come, right?
I mean, yeah.
Every time when they do those rollouts of the new schedule, it's always exciting stuff.
Very much.
Justin Hayward of the Moody Blues is there next week as well.
Mm-hmm.
June 7th. Exciting.
What else is going on?
Well, you know, it's exciting. You know, you think the summertime, it's going to be a slowdown for Tucson art. But a ton of stuff going on. This morning, I was at the dedication of one of the new public art murals as part of the Tucson Arts Brigade and the Tohono O'odham Nation. And Visit Tucson was a little part of it as well. A series of 8 downtown murals. You can go on our Facebook page and it has a list of them. But there's these large-scale works. We were at the one by Rocky Martinez, which is on the side of Benjamin Plumbing Supply, 4 stories tall. It's an amazing piece of work, and one of those things that make Tucson a little bit more beautiful, but also enhance our reputation as a great place for public art. So that one's easy. You just walk up and you see it. You don't even have to buy a ticket or anything.
Yeah, and a quick plug for my producer, Ray Allen. Ray did a very nice hour looking at public art murals. He spoke with some of the public artists. That show is up on our website, buckmastershow.com. Ray, you did a nice job with that full hour about public art. And there are some really fantastic murals, Dan Gibson, and these artists really do a great job.
No, absolutely. There's one on the side of Wiggle-Rama. There's one on the side of the Rialto Theater, which has NBA legend Bill Walton riding a jackalope. So there's something to look forward to. Can't mess that stuff up.
What else?
I think, to me, the highlight of this week, this season of art, is going to be the Joe Forkin show at the University of Arizona Art Museum. Joe Forkin was a longtime Tucson artist, had his comic strip in the Tucson Weekly, and then there's an idea of Wildcat. Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m., they're doing a opening reception of his show, The Lebowski Cycle, which is a riff on some of art history combined with images from the Coen Brothers film, The Big Lebowski. I am not joking. This is really what it is. It's a really spectacular show, and I think people have a lot of fun with it. So you can see that anytime after Thursday, but you can go see the reception from 5 to 7. It's $10. There's food, snacks. You get to meet Joe Forkin. I mean, what more could you ask for?
And that, again, the venue for that?
The U of A Art Museum, okay. Right there on Olive Road. Also, Romano's, the craft beer and wine bar on 4th Avenue, has a really great show going up tomorrow with artist Ron Nelson, Valerie Galloway, Lisa Canoose. My favorite of those is Valerie Galloway, who does ink and watercolor. She takes 1940s era Rand McNally maps and does illustrations on top of them. So you can get yourself a glass of wine or craft beer. That show starts tomorrow from 6 to 9, and they're having a little reception, and it's also half off bottles of wine. So, I mean, those are synergy of most people's interests, I think.
It all comes together in the end.
Right, yeah. I mean, I want to give people a full experience.
Yes. How about films this summer? Anything going on in that area?
I would say you cannot. It would be hard-pressed for you to miss, if anybody who loves animation at all, should get over to Loft Cinema. They're doing a retrospective of Studio Ghibli, which I'm certain I'm saying that wrong, but you may recognize the studio... Hayao Miyazaki, again, not the best with Japanese, but he's an Academy Award-winning animator. Things like Spirited Away, My Neighbor Totoro, Ponyo, things like that. Big influence on the work of Pixar, the American computer animation studio. But they're showing all 22 films by the studio, basically a couple at a time. Right now, Spirited Away is it's your last opportunity to see that today. And then Castle in the Sky, which is a beautiful, beautiful movie, and not often shown in the United States, goes for a couple days starting tomorrow. You can see their whole schedule on the Loft at loftcinema.com. But if you love joy at all, you should try to see one of these movies.
All right. Got time for another one?
I do. I've got all the time in the world.
There you go.
we'll just run into the 1 o'clock hour. It'll be fine.
There you go.
Atherton Gallery, true, you know, gem of Tucson's art scene. They have a show that's opening on June 11th, so mark your calendar, Saturday, June 11th, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. They're doing a really interesting show to me called, it's the Artists of Lewis Framing, and Tucson's Lewis Framing Studio is one of the great framing establishments of Tucson, and they've had a lot of people have worked there who are local artists, David Kish, Joe Forkin, previously mentioned Joe Forkin, Leslie Wardrow. So it's a show of people past and present who have worked at Lewis Framing Studio and sort of celebrates the owner and operator of that studio, B. Mason. But some beautiful, beautiful work. David Kish's stuff is amazing, I think. David F. Brown. So you can see that anytime after Saturday, June 11th. But if you know, receptions are fancy. You can stop by downtown. You can go to Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails, make a whole evening of it.
How are you going to, and this has always been a challenge here with Visit Tucson, marketing Tucson in the summer has always been a challenge. Anything new this summer in the approach to get folks to visit here in our warm months?
One thing is that we have really sort of had a great arc this year, and that's been helpful. That things have been going really well. We're really pushing hard in Phoenix. Phoenix is the number one volume of people that visit Tucson, which makes sense. But we're doing ads that are running in movie theaters in Phoenix that focuses on the City Gastronomy designation. It's a great video. You can see it on our Facebook page, 30 seconds long. It's a lot of fun, beautiful pictures of food. And that's our big push. We've done a consistent campaign the last few years in Phoenix. And it's worked well. It's 13 degrees cooler. Tell your friends in the greater Phoenix area, averages 13 degrees cooler. And I tend to think Tucson's cooler in some other aesthetic ways as well. So that's been pretty effective for it. The resorts and the hotels come through with great deals and great packages, and we just give our best to promote them.
And while I was away, a huge tourism story forever. Tucson has been trying to get nonstop. Well, at one time we did have briefly
back
a period.
In 98,
yeah,
I think
nonstop
was the
service to the New York area, but I believe it was to Newark. To get Tucson to JFK, that's huge, huge.
Yeah, it's massive news for us. New York is, funny enough, Phoenix is the number one by volume of people that come to Tucson. By dollar amount, it's New York City. So it's the biggest market for us, and it was the top market for us that does not have nonstop service. So that daily flight's going to be a game changer. Interestingly enough, it's also the number one market that meetings planners say no to us from.
Wow.
And the number one reason they say they can't have their meeting here is the lack of a nonstop flight. So on that business end, which is about half of what hotels do, it's a massive change. But also for us, it's just a really great opportunity to get in front of people, you know, one of the biggest markets in the world, obviously, and tell a great story about Tucson. And I think there's a lot to love here, and I think people from New York City will get it. But it also opens up a ton of one-stop destinations that people don't often think about. You can get to Barcelona one-stop
yes.
now, and people from
yes.
Barcelona can get here.
Mm-hmm.
Or all of the Northeast, Edinburgh, Scotland, a whole bunch of places. So it just opens up a bunch of markets for us to say it's not, it's easy to get here. You'll be here, you know, you don't have to waste 2 days trying to get to Tucson.
Right.
And you'll have a great experience when you're here. So I'll do a preview for you when we have the big campaign in New York.
Thank you, Dan Gibson. Thanks a lot.
Anytime.
All right. Mark your calendars for Friday, June 3rd, as the Fox Tucson Theater reveals the 2016 fall season schedule. Members only pre-sale and deal of the season starts June 7th, and on June 14th, the public on sale and deal of the season begins. Visit the Fox website for the full details and to purchase the tickets to see Michael McDonald on June 8th, Rumors, the ultimate Fleetwood Mac tribute show on June the 10th, and Chris Isaak, First Comes the Night Tour on July 26. Information is at foxtucson.com, or just go to foxtucson.com and it will get you there to their fine website. The Buckmaster Show wants to remind you we have 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen coming up this afternoon. Then we do 3 hours of local talk in the morning. Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8, the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone from 8 to 9, and then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you. We'll be with you at 12:04 to do our midday town hall show right here on KVOI. Till then, tomorrow, have a great afternoon and evening.